And I've learned that that's not really true. We're really busy in the summers. And especially now that we've started to do more shows, it gets even busier. We usually use the summer for planning retreats and getting ready and working on marketing plans and all of that. But this year, we've got, you know, a 2-week Broadway run going on. We're getting ready for Blue Man Group. It's pretty busy, but it's also great and a lot of fun.
Still some performances of Beauty and the Beast left to be done.
That is right. The show runs through Sunday, August 8th.
Is there a Sunday night show?
There is a Sunday night show. So we have a show Thursday night at 7 o'clock, Friday night at 8, Saturday at 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2 and 7.
So still 6 more opportunities.
Yes, it's great.
And just go to waltonartcenter.org?
Yep, you can walk up to the box office and get your tickets there, or you can call 443-5600, and the box office will help you out.
You've seen this staging, have you?
Yes.
Since it's been here?
I have seen it, and it is really fun. It's the best part, honestly, is seeing all of the little girls dressed up in princess costumes coming into the theater. They are so excited. And, you know, tiaras and magic wands. I mean, and we've even seen some little boys dressed up. And it's just great. And I was standing in the theater the other night watching a bunch of people file in. And I saw this little girl come in and her shoulders were all hunched. And she was not happy to be where she was. She was in her princess dress, but she didn't look happy. And she turned the corner and she walked into the theater and she looked at the stage and she gasped and she went, "Oh, look at that!" And her face lit up. And it's just, we see that every night by the dozen. And it's just great because the show is so colorful and, you know, it's got a great message and the cast is strong and the sets and costumes are beautiful and amazing, and it's quite something.
Really, you have a big beginning coming up, and
absolutely,
we're going to talk about that more over the next few weeks. But the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group.
They're coming here.
They are coming here. And they're not only just coming here for the show, they arrived a couple days ago, and they will be here in Northwest Arkansas for over a month. So they'll be living here, they'll be in our hall pretty much all the time, and they're basically creating a new version of the Blue Man Group show. The show has always been either in a big arena or in a very small little theater like in New York. And so they're creating a new tour that will fit into halls like Walton Arts Center, a theatrical hall with a proscenium stage. And so they needed a place to build the show. And they came to us. And so we've got them here for, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. And then we have 8 performances over the Labor Day weekend of the first time you'll ever see this new Blue Man show.
The world premiere.
Absolutely.
After they've staged it here.
Yep.
Also beginning soon, Theater Squared.
Theater Squared. That's right.
They're going to be... There's a nice new collaboration.
Absolutely. Yes, we just signed a 3-year agreement. Walton Arts Center and Theater Squared just signed a 3-year agreement. Theater Squared has been performing in the Nadine Baum Studios since they opened 5 years ago. And what we were able to do with this agreement is sort of deepen the relationship and put, you know, get our marketing people involved, get our box office more involved, and give them more time to focus on producing great professional theater. And so their season this year is looking great. Subscriptions are on sale for it right now, but they're also selling single tickets for the 39 Steps, which is their first show of the season. It's an Alfred Hitchcock sort of murder mystery type show, and it's actually just coming off of Broadway, and so for them to get the ability to do the show and have it here is a really nice thing, and we're just really excited to see how the partnership works and, you know, see if we can get more people to come to Theater Squared and see these great locally produced shows.
And that run begins in early September.
It does. It begins on September 3rd and it runs through the 19th.
Also recently announced, Kenny G.
Yes.
Is coming to Fayetteville.
Kenny G will be on sale next week, and the performance is September 19th.
There's something called the 10 by 10.
Yes. 10 by 10 is something I personally am really excited about. This is a new series of shows that we put together for the 10-11 season. And the best way to describe 10 by 10 is that it's 10 concerts over the course of the entire year. So the first concert is in October and the last one is in April. And it's 10 shows throughout the year, all different genres of art. And the tickets for those shows are $10 a piece. So if you start to do the math, you could buy five 10 by 10 tickets and only pay $50, and you could see 5 different shows. And they're amazing shows like like the Lincoln Center Chamber Quartet Group, like Trey McIntyre Dance Project, who we had here a couple of years ago, like Kenny Barron, a major jazz pianist. And so these shows are all only $10, and they will span through the whole year, and they will have all kinds of pre- and post-show activities and talkbacks and discussions with the artists. And we're very excited about it because we really want to give a new audience a chance to come see some of these amazing works at a decent price, at a price that they can afford and that they can afford to bring their friends. So it's pretty cool. And we're also going to put on a special sale on Monday where we are offering a very limited amount of what we are calling the Perfect 10 package, which, you know, lots of plays on 10. You'll see a lot of that over the course of the year. It's a nice round number. But the Perfect 10 package works like this. If you purchase one ticket to all 10 concerts, we will give you another ticket to all 10 concerts for free. So if you work this out, you will get 20 tickets to shows over the course of a year for $100. And so it's pretty amazing. It's a good package, and there's only a few of them available, so they're going to go on sale Monday.
And you can get those on the web. Can you show up?
You can show up at the box office. I would recommend that, actually. Mm, and okay. you can call, and you can, you know, we'll have instructions on the website about how to get the packages. We're still working out a few of those details, but we're hopeful that lots of people will be interested.
And finally, to convince people that there is no downtime for Walton Arts Center, a play that has been in schools, has been worked on through a collaboration through Walton Arts Center, and that's Digging Up Arkansas.
Yes.
Has gone on the road to other schools outside of Northwest Arkansas, but went on the road again this week.
It did. It went on the road to an interesting venue. Digging Up Arkansas is a play that Walton Arts Center developed with Trike Theater with support from the Arkansas Arts Council, and it's a play designed to help third and fourth graders engage with Arkansas history. Teachers tell us that that's a very tough subject for them to teach. And so we created a play that we can bring to schools, and the teachers can use it to teach the Arkansas history standards that they are required to teach. And it's a really, really fun play. It's three actors, and it involves music and visuals and audience participation. And what happened yesterday was we took the crew and the actors down to Arkansas and actually performed an excerpt from the play for a legislative task force down there.
At the Capitol,
at
right?
At the old state house.
Right.
Yep. And it's really exciting because we're working on taking this play outside of Northwest Arkansas and touring it throughout parts of the state. And so the ability to go down to the Capitol and get in front of those legislators and let them see just how much and how well theater and music can take, you know, a dry concept of Arkansas history and bring it to life. It's really great. I mean, the play is designed for third and fourth graders, but most adults who sit there and watch, you know, who watch the excerpt or even watch the full play are completely into it.
All of the things we've talked about can be found. You can find out more at waltonartcenter.org.
Yep.
And you'll be back next week to tell us a little bit more about Blue Man Group.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about Blue Man Group because there's a lot going on with that. And it's a really exciting thing for Northwest Arkansas. So absolutely.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kyle.